Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before going into my prepared words, I just want to say that to give my congratulations to the Committee on Elimination of Racial Discrimination for celebrating the 100th session last week, and also for Pastor Murillo for all his work in the past few years as a member of the committee. On this point that we have here, discussion around the effectiveness of the follow-up mechanisms of the DDPA, you know that we've been, as the European Union, saying that we need to have a reflection on these mechanisms, because more and more our resources are limited, and we do continue to work on proliferation of the mechanisms and not so much on working on effective implementation and striving to have change on the ground where we should have it. This working group, the IJWG, has an open mandate that we can revisit also to include the mandates of other mechanisms of follow-up of the Durban conference. I would like to highlight the fact that we have the working group of experts on people of African descent, a mechanism of the Council that the European Union supports and has been supporting the renewal of the mandate. Then we have the group of five independent eminent experts. This group was established in 2002, and I don't know if you all know, but two of the members have been there since 2002. The mandates don't have a fixed duration, even. I think this is an anomaly in the UN system. All our mechanisms have fixed mandates, and this one is an exception. I think it's one of the issues that maybe we should look into while having these discussions about efficiency of the mechanisms. A few years ago, the group was completely inactive, and I remember we had a discussion here where the members of the group of eminent experts themselves said that they weren't really aware of their own mandate and they had some issues about implementing it. I know that things are changing a bit, that the group now it's more active, but I do think we need to have a reflection, and the minimum we should be able to do is to define mandate terms, to say, you know, like everybody else, you know, we have mandates for 3 years. Usually it's not normal that one mechanism doesn't. When it comes to the ad hoc committee, we've been having discussions year after year, on the issues about the mandate to elaborate complementary standards, moving back and forth between the IJWG and the ad hoc committee. And since 2016, the other committee has been charged with drafting an additional protocol that, as you know, we don't think that it's the right direction to take. For the past years, we as a group have never reached the conclusion that we need to have an additional protocol to the ICERD. We have never reached the conclusion that there are existent substantive or procedural gaps. But still, the work of the committee continues, and we truly hope that through this resolution that we have adopted in September, it was a consensual resolution, a first in many, many years, that we will be able to have now this meeting with legal experts, and we hope that this meeting will help us all to clarify if there is or if there isn't a need for an additional protocol, because, again, it doesn't make sense to discuss for so many years and for so many weeks, and we can't seem to find a compromise there. We think that when addressing all of these issues, both the different mechanisms and the different topics, we are doing this, I think, more to foment debate, because as you can see, we don't have many ideas about the different mechanisms. I think in part is because we have so many of them that many of us are not aware of all the mechanisms that we have as a follow-up to Durban. And I think it would be important to have an honest discussion to see how should they work together. For instance, now we are considering how the Forum on People of African Descent should work. Where should it be established? Is it Geneva? Is it New York? We had discussions here this year that were very fruitful. We thought we were going in the right direction. And then in New York again, there was no resolution and the forum wasn't established. And I guess that happened because, again, there are different perspectives. Some wanted to be under ECOSOC, some wanted to be under the GA, some wanted to be under the Human Rights Council. The fact is, this forum could have been established 5 years ago, and it's not because of the European Union that it hasn't been established. So I think maybe we could take the opportunity to have this discussion, maybe now, maybe towards the end of the week, when we will address our conclusions and recommendations. Thank you, Chair.